This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, March 3rd. God's word for you today is God's gifts. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. And it says, all scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. We will kick off today's devotional with the final thought from yesterday, which is, do not just have a budget, live on it. The truth is, it is one thing to have a budget, and that in itself is great. But having a budget alone does not give you financial traction. You have to live on it. If it is not on your budget, do not buy it. Instead, plan for it and get it at another time. Stop impulsive buying. It leads to poverty and prevents people from fulfilling their financial destinies. In fact, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 21, verse 17, those who love pleasure become poor. Those who love wine and luxury will never be rich. Check everyone that has been great financially. They are not given to a luxurious appetite. Even what they wear is simple. The cars they drive may appear to be expensive, but for them, it is not because they can buy it 10 times over and it will not affect their cash flow. You cannot use your entire life savings to buy a car just because you want to feel among. That is foolishness. So, you have spent your entire life savings on purchasing one car and you feel that you have arrived. Arrived where? Proverbs chapter 21 verse 20 says, stupid people spend their money as fast as they get it. Proverbs chapter 21 verse 5 says, good planning and hard work lead to prosperity, but hasty shortcuts lead to poverty. God's word is clear. Plan your spending, the law of budgeting. The sixth law of financial traction is the law of contentment. Enjoy what you have. It may sound contradictory, but it is not. Enjoy your money. Enjoy what you have. Folks say, when I get a little bit more money, I will be happy. If you're only going to be happy when you get a little bit more, then you're never going to be, because it is a mirage. You cannot be too busy getting more that you do not enjoy what you already have. You have a house with a balcony, but you do not even stop to enjoy your house. Go to the balcony and chill. Some people do not even know what their backyard looks like. Go and sit in your garden and read a book with a cup of tea. These things are made to be enjoyed. God wants you to slow down and enjoy them. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 19 says, if God gives us wealth and prosperity and lets us enjoy them, we should be grateful and enjoy what we have worked for. It is a gift from God. Happiness is determined by your response to what you have and not what you have. Happiness is not determined by what you have. It is determined by your response to what you have. Let us pray. Father, help me to be content and enjoy your gift of wealth and prosperity in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.